What kinds of animals would you see in Cloudcroft?
Well, there are a lot of bears up there. You don't see them much, but I think there are some lion. And I've got some lion up there. And foxes.
Mm-hmm. What about some animals that you might see on the plains?
Antelope, buffalo, of course, used to be on the plains. I don't think there are many roaming wild now. I see occasional mustang. I've seen wild horses up in the Ruidosa area, donkeys.
What are some insects that you would see flying around the lights at night?
Moths, fireflies.
How about, do you have any stinging insects that fly around here in the daytime?
Like crickets or cicadas?
Well, the stinging insects.
Stinging, I'm sorry, I didn't say stinging. Yeah, wasps.
Now that's a question I should ask about the to get the grasshoppers and the cicadas. Do you get
a lot of tarantulas? What's your name?
You see tarantulas around here?
Rarely. Vinegar only.
Those are neat.
Yeah. Long as you're outside. Scorpions.
What about those things that we don't have them here, luckily, but in the South there are these little insects that jump up on your leg and get under your skin?
No-see-ums. Have you heard that term?
Yeah, I have.
Sand fleas, I guess.
Is that the same as a chigger? A sand flea?
You know, I'm not sure about that, but I sure do know about chiggers. Yeah, in Dallas somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You don't have them, unfortunately.
What do you call the insects that fly around water?
Like mosquitoes?
Well, yeah, those do, but what about the ones with the big, pretty
dragonfly
wings?
Dragonfly.
Mm-hmm. What is a bird that gets insects out of trees? And how about, what are some other local birds that we have? You named off quite a few, but are there some you left out?
I see a lot of sparrows. I see a lot of hummingbirds. In the early spring, we see robins, an occasional cardinal, I guess. We have a lot of white-winged dove right around here, and then the mourning doves. Out on the desert, you'll see some hawks and various commons.
What kinds of snakes have you seen?
Well, I see a lot of rattlesnakes, of course, in the desert. And garter snakes. That's
about okay. When you go fishing, you dig for...
What about fishing?
When you go fishing, you might dig for bait. So you might dig for... would you have to dig for to go fishing?
Worm.
And do you know what kinds of fish people could catch in El Paso?
Well, in the Rio Grande, I think you could catch catfish, maybe bass, perch.